It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Oh yeah.
Good morning.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. I have good news.
What is the good news?
The good news is we're here.
Yeah.
I have bad news.
Oh, man. What's that?
I may at some point keel over dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to run this ship straight into the ground. We will be dashed upon the rocks.
This morning I decided I was going to be healthy and eat breakfast.
Yeah.
At home.
You were just trying to do the right thing.
I was trying to get some energy, but I didn't want to get coffee this early in the morning, so I was like,
why not?
Hey, man, I don't know. I just thought I was going to be healthy this morning.
Yeah.
Dude. I was going to eat an apple. So I started digging into this apple, and it was kind of tasting funny, but I thought, you know what? It's probably because I brushed my teeth already, and so that's got to be it. It's got to be the apple meeting the Colgate.
Yeah.
Never
tastes good.
And then I looked down and noticed that the inside of the apple had these weird, like...
Worm trail
brown marks.
Gross.
And then I realized I'm probably going to die soon.
Yeah.
Now, I did continue to eat about a fourth of the apple just to be sure. And sure enough, the weird, freaky brown lines... we're throughout the whole thing, so I'm thinking at this point it was probably just like mold or something.
Yeah.
I saw I was eating mold.
You're still going to die, though.
Apple mold.
Hey, everybody dies, man. Might as well go out eating an apple,
something cool, right?
Like that.
So I apologize if at some point in the show I abruptly keel over and die.
I will let everyone know if that happens.
Okay, thank you.
Keep everybody updated.
Thank you so much. Man, I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
Glad you're here, man.
I'm glad.
Static!
Is this Matthew from Albuquerque, guys?
Matthew from Albuquerque, guys!
Hey, am I the first caller this morning or what?
Yes. Or what?
We know. You waited by the phone, my friend.
Yeah, you did good. You did good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on the way to school. I'm on the bus right now.
Oh, yeah. No!
Yep. Not the bus!
What's your bus number? Shout out.
I think it's 989.
Oh, yeah! Man, bus numbers get high. I was on like bus 23 or something. It was like
nowadays they're like 3 or 4 digits.
Wow,
dang,
that's crazy.
Why is that, Matthew? Do you know?
Yep, that's my driver. She's driving right now. I'm going down. Going down almost to school. The other kids in front.
Yeah,
a few other kids in front of me for pickup. So
hey, a few other kids in front. Shout out to the few other kids on the bus.
Yeah, go Hawks.
Exactly. Right. Anyways, guys, I cannot wait for next week on Wednesday, because next week on Wednesday is going to be the first game of the football season for Volcano Vista.
Woo!
At the brand new stadium on 98th and Central, the one they were talking about on the news. And apparently my school is going to be the first team that's going to be playing there.
That's amazing.
Nice.
Yep, I mean, that means a lot for my school to be doing that. I mean,
That does, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the best things ever, especially because I'm going to be going to that event.
Exactly. I mean, exactly.
Football.
Yep. I just can't wait. I mean, I think I've heard they're going to play against Sandia High or something.
Oh,
right on. Hey,
Sandia
Matthew.
Sandia High.
What would you like to hear today?
Yeah, you guys are hilarious. Hey, is Mitch still doing her morning show or afternoon show?
Oh, okay.
Matthew,
well,
sit down,
Matthew. Sit down.
Are you sitting?
Are you sitting?
Yeah, I'm sitting down. I'm on the bus.
She has her own show from 10 to 2. Remember how every day we've said that every day? Every day? We've said that every day.
Oh, nice.
She has her own show from 10 to 2. Remember how you said you were going to start listening to her show?
You said you were going to start listening during lunch.
During lunch, because she has a show live every day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Middays with Mitch. She's got her own show.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes.
Well, the good thing about that, Steve-O, is I can tell you this. Apparently, my schedule now says for today, since it's 8 a.m. on the Bell schedule, we have 8A, B-Day, and C-Day. However, our lunch Today is 11:12 a.m. to 11:42 is my lunch.
You only get half an hour for lunch?
Yeah, I only get half an hour
criminal.
For lunch.
That's criminal.
Mm. Hey, but
I wish if it was longer, trust me, kids would probably go crazy.
Probably. They need to be in class, huh? You need to listen to Mitch today during lunch, if you can. Do they let you have your cell phone out during lunch?
Yeah, I can listen to it at lunch.
There you go. Get the app. You can rock some Mitch.
Or even better, I can pull out my laptop. I can pull up the website.
There you go. Even better.
There you go.
You guys are actually my homepage at the most.
That's pretty amazing. So what can we play for you this morning?
Let's see. This morning I'd like something from Project 86. I think it's, and you try to pick a song from Project 86. And I want to put that out to my friends at Action 20 and Truck Mobile Service, Tony and Marie Ferrier.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Matthew from Albuquerque. Well, all right. That's how we do.
That's how we do. We remind everybody of things that they said to us that they forgot about.
505-338-3700, the phone number to the studio. We gotten a lot of new likes on Facebook.
Yeah. Hey, feel free to call in the whole show and just say how much you're confused about Mitch not being here. It's only been a few days. I get it.
Yeah, she'll be here at 9 a.m. hanging out, part of Team Awesome Morning Party.
I'm like the new guy at the family reunion.
Right.
I'm like your cousin's new boyfriend.
Right.
Walking around, everybody's like, who is that guy?
What happened
to Roy? Where'd Roy go? He was a cool guy. He liked baseball. We used to play baseball with Roy. Does that guy like? I don't like that guy. He probably doesn't like baseball. I don't like him. That's how I feel.
It's okay. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you don't like us yet on Facebook, get there. Like us. We've gotten a lot of likes.
It's pretty popular.
We were going to come on this morning and say, hey, man, let's get to 5,000. But we did yesterday in our sleep.
We already did that. We did that yesterday, literally in our sleep.
So we got a new goal of 6,000.
By Friday?
Maybe not by Friday.
That's not going to happen.
However, we want to get the word out there. My Static Radio, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can follow us on the Instagram.
There's the Instagrams.
You can follow us on the
Twitters. There's Facebooks.
Pretty amazing.
It's all on there. We ain't got a MySpace, but ain't nobody got one either way.
Coming up on the show today, we will have the Schroffs in talking Aspen
awesome.
Project and/or Project Zoe. Yeah.
Zoe.
Yeah. It's coming up. It's going to be good. Of course, birthdays. If you like to get a birthday shout out in studio@mystaticradio.com. On the way, some brand new music from Ravenhill. Right now it's Leagues. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back. Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning.
I just got invited to somebody's family reunion
yes!
on Facebook.
Can I go?
Yes, you can okay. be
you're
my date.
Plus one. Yes, that's not weird.
It's not for me, man.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve O'Mateo.
Good morning.
Helping you through your Thursday.
Are you bored on this Thursday morning?
Welcome to the show.
Today we're going to talk about boredom and methods of overcoming it.
We're going to talk about when you became your mother.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about, a sad statistic in marriage.
Did you marry the love of your life?
Man!
The surprising results.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this survey, it's a little surprising.
Shocking.
Yeah. Talk about that coming up. We'll also have Clay from the Aspen Project with us today. Talk about Aspen Project, Project Zoe. If you don't know what that's about, tune in, 8 o'clock hour. That's coming up right now. Random phone call. Static!
Hey, morning.
Morning.
Hey, so I listen to you guys all the time, and I call in every once in a while, but sometimes it's hit or miss. But I want to call in more regularly and just share the love and say how awesome you guys are.
Dude, thanks, I will accept that love.
Oh. Yep, I'm on my way to UNM this morning.
Nice.
Wow, you have class this early?
Yeah, 9:30. I ride the bus with my fiance.
Oh, cool. Cool.
9:30?
Yeah.
That's 3 hours from now. You know that, right?
Well, it takes like an hour to just get there by bus. I'm starting at the transit center near Rio Rancho.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Dude, you're like a green citizen. Not like a Martian, but like you're one of those citizens that like rides the bus and is green. But not with envy, but like you're smart conscious.
Hey, thank you for being nice to us. And
gosh.
I'm sorry my friend is calling you an alien.
I'm not. I don't know the term. What is the term for people that ride the bus?
Environmentally conscious?
Transients. No.
Okay. You just called him a homeless person.
I gotta lie down. It's so early. Isn't that because you're on the transit system, so you're... I quit.
Yes. Time to quit.
Yeah.
Time to quit.
All right, bus rider.
Wait, what's your first name?
Mark.
Bus rider Mark.
Bus rider Mark.
Woo! Yeah, I have a name.
Why not?
Why not?
Bus rider Mark. Awesome, man.
One rides the bus by Weird Al.
Yes. Yeah. I like that. We'll get you that theme song.
All right, I'll call you guys again.
Have a All great right. day, bus rider Mark.
See ya.
Have a good morning. Bye.
All right, later. We will have a good morning.
Yeah, we're going to try anyway.
Steam Austin Morning Party.
Good morning.
Are you ready to punch people in the face with news?
Yes, I am.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay, let's do it.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
And now the news. All the news you need to know with me, Mateo.
It's true. When it rhymes, it's good.
Wait, that rhymed?
Speaking, all the news you need to know with me, Mateo.
Oh, okay.
Pick up on, wake up.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of bus rider Mark on his way to NMM.
UNM.
UNM. UNM M&M's. 1 in 3 students not ready for college. Mark is. The company that conducts the annual ACT tests, hated the ACT, for high school seniors has some pretty bleak numbers about this year's results. The big one is that 31% missed the minimum benchmark in all four of the test categories, English, science, math, and reading. Theoretically, that means they're not ready for college-level work in any of those areas. Wow. Only 26% were ready in all four of the subjects. Come on, people. It's the ACT.
Yeah.
Act like it.
My wife was mad at me because she, you know, she went to Hope Christian School, private Christian school here in Albuquerque. You know, she rocked the ACT. She went on to college. I am not telling anybody to do this. I ended up not finishing because I was bored.
Did you get your...
I got my good enough diploma.
Your good enough diploma?
But I had to take the ACT in order to go to college, and I hadn't been in school for, you know, 6 to 8 months or something like that when I decided I'm going to go to college.
Yeah.
So I just had to sign up, and I went back to the high school that I did not graduate from.
Right.
To take the ACT. Got a 31.
31? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I got a 29.
She was so mad. Yeah.
But... I got a 35 in reading. I'm
nice!
One question.
Oh!
I can read.
You can read good, and you're from Mississippi!
I know.
Wow!
Defying the odds.
That's huge.
A judge tossed a ticket for a backward jogger.
What?
A Florida judge dismissed a ticket issued to a man jogging backwards. The judge dismissed the $77.50 ticket issued in April to Alex Mesa, who Miami Beach police said was obstructing traffic by jogging backwards.
How would that... Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. The judge comes in and says, "No, Mr. Mesa, you can continue to practice your your jogging backwards as long as you remain in the bike lane."
All right.
He said jogging backwards puts less strain on his body, and he was afraid to exercise since receiving the ticket.
Okay.
So.
Does that really put less strain on your body? I feel like it would hurt your neck because you'd constantly be looking behind you to see where you're going.
Yeah.
Unless he puts like rear view mirrors on his shoulders to where he can see behind him.
He has eyes in the back of his head.
My mom had those.
My mom had those too.
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was a
female
trait.
I knew it.
But apparently we have scientific evidence today proving that you can do that.
Yeah.
Hey, this goes out to me because a lot of my friends are constantly getting on me about geotagging my Instagram posts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting here doing it because I like to pull up that little map and go,
right.
And like, oh, I was there and there and there and
yep.
there. Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But maybe I should stop, and here's why.
Uh-oh.
An Instagram brag about a $500,000 watch.
Oh, man.
Ends in near robbery.
Well, yeah.
The blog Rich Kids of Instagram.
No,
there's not.
Number
one, should not exist, but is more than just a way for the offspring of the mega wealthy, to gaudily flaunt their excessive privilege.
Ugh.
That was one of the hardest sentences I've ever
That's
had
That's okay,
read.
And you nailed it.
No,
you
I
nailed
didn't.
It, Mississippi.
I got a 29. It's also a great resource for would-be thieves to find their next victim. Over the weekend, Jonathan Chabon, I don't know, he's on Keeping Up on the Kardashians.
Okay.
Up with him. He was enjoying lunch at 75 Main, a popular spot in the Hamptons, which we all know is a super rich neighborhood.
Right.
In between bites of his lobster salad, Chabon thought that posting a picture of his ridiculously expensive watch to Instagram would be a perfect idea. He wrote, quote, I think I overdressed my wrist today with my at Jacob and Company. 22 carats is a bit much for daytime. LOL. CC at Rich Kids of Instagram. End quote. Moments later, an unidentified man walked into the swanky restaurant and struck up a conversation with him. Then the guy grabbed him, tried to steal his $500,000 watch.
God!
The suspect quickly fled, failing to get the watch. But how did he know that that kid was there? Before his watch upload, he had posted a picture of his lobster salad and tagged the restaurant.
No way!
Yep.
Be careful what you tag, people.
Be careful what you tag. I don't own anything near that worth that much money.
I can't even... Dude, I could buy like three of my houses.
Well, no, here's the thing. You could fund countries with that money. Like, you could go into a country and dig a well, and people could live.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or you could go eat a lobster salad and dress your wrist up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, same. Wrist up. We said it at the
we
same...
We did.
Same.
We did. We did.
Oh, good grief.
That's frustrating.
There are a bunch of... You know what? Speaking of frustrating.
Okay.
Unused government cars are just sitting around Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., that shining example of efficiency.
I mean, we saw Homeland's season finale last night. We know what D.C.'s about.
We know what it's about.
We do!
It's apparently full of hundreds of government-owned cars just sitting, unused in their parking spaces, some with fewer than 1,000 miles on the clock.
Does that upset you, considering you moved here from Nashville and you do not have a vehicle?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have a vehicle. If you're out there and you're like, man, I'd really like to get rid of this reliable, decent vehicle, you get in touch with me. Anyway...
Yep.
The Washington Post cites a new report from the Department of Defense Inspector General that claims about 511 non-tactical vehicles, including 89 with less than 1,000 miles, are simply parked around the district. There, it's just parked. You know somebody's trying to get into, like, Whole Foods or something. They're like, that person is always here. What time do they get here? I got here 15 minutes early, and that person's here. And they're inside. It's got to be a worker. This is not employee parking. What's happening? Conspiracy. And it is a conspiracy. Because those vehicles are owned by various Defense Department agencies like the Navy, the Defense Logistics Agency, the Pentagon Force Protection Agency, and Washington Headquarters Services. The report says eliminating the unused cards would save taxpayers about $7.2 million over the next 6 years.
Okay.
Hey, we need to talk about how much our country wastes money.
Yeah.
We have been.
$500,000 wristwatch on a kid. Now our government has how much money put into cars that just sit there and do nothing?
It would save us $7.2 million to get rid of these non-tactical vehicles that are not being used. They're just sitting there.
No bigs.
They are just sitting there.
Mm.
You know, I'm so frustrated. I think that's all the breaking news. All
right. Breaking news. Every morning at 6:30. All the news you need now. From Mateo.
Yes.
Coming up at 6:45, birthdays. If you'd like to get a birthday shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com, that's the email address. Hit us up. Or you can just ask us a random question. We'll take your random questions. We'd love a mailbag question today.
Yeah. Give us a mailbag question.
Yeah. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. We're gonna sing some song. We're gonna sing them all morning long. About the news and about what you need to know today. Steve-O says he's my friend. I wonder if I'll ever get paid. Nobody knows. Maybe I'm just living here for free.
It's true.
Everybody wants to hang out with me, but they can't.
Because you don't have a car.
Dang it.
It is Thursday. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. 6:45, which means time for birthdays.
Yeah!
Stever.
Yo, minus Mateo, I was kind of jamming to the bumper music.
Thanks, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
It is August 22nd, which, by the way, I didn't mention it on the air, but I did communicate with my son yesterday, who turned 24.
Whoa! Yeah.
So, belated happy birthday to Josiah Ryman.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Josie.
Yep.
That's what I call him.
Steve-O, I think, has known him since he looked like Ralphie.
Yeah. Yep.
From A Christmas Story.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Joffrey looked like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, it's 233 days into 2013. There's only 132 days remaining. And we got birthdays to talk about.
Let's talk about them.
All right. Now, actually, this may be the first time I have appropriately, Steve-O, played this music. Okay?
Let's do it.
All right.
Ooh!
Which means...
Is it really his birthday?
No, it's not Neil Diamond's birthday.
Oh.
But if I'm using it for baseball, I should use it for...
Babe Ruth.
No. Well, he was Boston Red Sox.
He was. Yeah. David Ortiz.
Nope.
You
gotta go back.
Oh, not a current?
No.
Roger Clemens.
Go back.
Further?
Oh, yeah.
Pudge Fisk.
What?
I'm not sure. When did Pudge play?
Carlton Fisk.
Pudge? No, back.
Oh, man.
How far back?
I forgot Pudge. He was a White Sox.
He was a Red Sox.
He's a White Sox.
Touching hands. Sorry, I just want to listen to the song. Reaching out.
Here you
Saturday.
Go. You going to the game?
No. No. Okay. I can't focus. Hold on. It's got to happen.
Sweet Caroline.
Okay.
Hall of Fame baseball player.
So good. So good.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Celebrating a birthday. You didn't even go to Ted Williams or anything, man. Come on.
Ted Williams is dead Williams, bro.
That's true.
That's not cool.
That's true. We wouldn't be doing
up.
That.
He's cryogenically frozen, and his children are fighting for his
Carl Yastrzemski's
really?
Birthday
yes.
today. Yeah.
Wow, it's so sad.
I forgot about that.
It's the stuff of science.
Greatest hitter of all time in baseball.
Carl Yastrzemski, though.
Fighting over his head.
Celebrating right. a birthday.
So he's super old then.
72.
73.
74.
Ah! Snap!
Nice try.
Close!
Baseball.
We got to play that. So
yeah, we did.
There it goes.
All right.
That made it worth it.
No, stop it. You stop it, Mateo!
I know all
Who are you?
I am myself.
Now watch. Steve-O will know all their names.
I don't. I can proudly say I don't know this band.
I don't know their names, though. I always get
Mark.
The guys in this
no.
band and NSYNC.
John.
No.
Michael.
No.
Michael Scott.
CJ.
No.
CJ. Adam.
No.
Mateo.
Aaron.
Howie.
I was getting there.
Hey, no.
Howie of the Backstreet Boys.
Howie, yeah, okay.
I don't know the Backstreet Boys at all.
I think he was short.
I can actually probably say I really don't know the Backstreet Boys.
All right, how old's Howie?
Oh, man. 39.
34.
Yesterday he was 39.
Ah!
You guys are getting close today.
We are.
I have a feeling you just might get one of these right.
Ooh, football. It is Joe Buck's birthday. It is Troy Aikman's birthday.
Johnny Football's birthday.
I would say before there was Belichick, there was...
Ditka.
No, this guy is hardcore, man.
And it's not Ditka?
All I can think of is Ditka.
No. Yeah.
That man took down Hurricanes.
Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells.
Yeah. Nice.
Celebrating a birthday.
Was inducted into the National Football League Hall of Fame, blah, 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 blah. Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Hall of Famer.
Is he in the office now?
I don't know where he's at.
Okay. Was he like Miami or something?
Nah, I don't know. Remember a minute ago when I said I don't know where he's at?
Yeah, but I was going to jog your memory because you go, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Maybe if you would have jogged it backwards, it would have worked.
So it's Bill Parcells.
68.
70.
I forgot. Let me see. He's 72.
Oh, snap.
72.
I'm going to say, oh, snap, 24 times this morning.
So wouldn't you compare him kind of to Belichick?
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of a hardcore, you don't mess with Bill Parcells.
And he's a winner.
And he's a football brain.
Unless he's in Dallas.
Unless he's in Dallas, yeah.
No one can crack that
code. Is he the guy that doesn't interview? Like, people walk up and they talk to him?
No, that's Belichick.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's Belichick.
Oh, yes, yes.
I love that guy.
It is Laverne's birthday. It's Shirley's birthday.
Shirley.
Yeah, Cindy Williams. Actually, Cindy Williams was on... let's see. Not only Laverne and Shirley, but what was the movie about cruising with American Graffiti?
Right.
She was in American Graffiti.
That was George Lucas's first
movie. Yeah.
And Ford de Harrison.
Yes, it was.
She is 60.
68.
66.
Snap.
Yeah.
That's
Penny Marshall would have been the other one on that show, by the way.
Penny Marshall.
Penny Marshall, who
directs a bunch of stuff.
Like A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I hit it with my elbow a while ago.
You okay?
He hit his teeth.
Careful.
He's asleep. It's fine.
Oh, it hurt!
He won't remember it.
I like these songs.
Still,
what is
this? Still one of Nancy's favorite sitcoms, The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh.
She played Rhoda. Valerie Harper.
I mean, right?
Who went on to be in the show Rhoda.
Yes.
Right.
Spin-off.
Yes. No, we used to watch this on Nick at Night.
Just based on the music, you can probably guess. Why don't you take it?
We're gonna make it after all. Wow. I do not know this song.
Because at the end, she like jumps up and
she throws her hat in the air. Yeah, and then when Rhoda got her own show, she threw her hat in the air and couldn't find it, or couldn't catch it. Or
that's funny.
She was kind of lame. That show was kind of lame.
Actually,
71.
Let's see. She is 74.
Ah,
man, these people
74
are skewing older.
Yeah.
Okay, so from The Unit. Fly Away, and she played Samuel L. Jackson's character's wife on The Negotiator.
No idea.
Regina Taylor.
Nope.
Well, I gave you some hints.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson's wife. 64.
Wait, was she Regina King and then got married and is Regina Taylor now?
I don't know.
Is it Regina King?
64.
She was in Boys in the Hood?
I don't know.
I don't remember if she was in Jerry Maguire.
I'm not a fan.
She was in Jerry Maguire. She was...
How old is she, Steve-O?
Good in Juniors. I don't know.
Guess.
I don't know who Regina Taylor is.
Yes.
I know who Regina King is.
I told
is.
You that she played Samuel Jackson's character's wife.
I don't remember The Negotiator. And my wife's going to be really mad that I said that. That's one of her favorite movies.
Wow.
I don't
That's
remember
That's with Kevin
it.
Spacey?
Yeah, I know. I just don't remember his wife.
I say I changed my guess to 58.
No. 47.
53.
53. You know, yesterday somebody commented on Facebook and said us guessing birthdays was stupid. I read it.
What?
Yep.
Fine.
They wanted a shock therapy every day.
Oh, that's cool. We can get serious.
No,
yeah,
I like
let's
birthdays.
Get serious with this birthday.
Yeah.
6 o'clock already, I was just in. Oh, this is...
Yeah, pretty much.
Manic Monday, babies.
Yeah, but...
Drummer Debbie Peterson of the Bengals.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Bengals.
Yeah, this probably would have been better for you, Steve-O.
There you go. Walk like an Egyptian.
Yeah.
Yes, dude. The Bengals.
It's Debbie Peterson's birthday. She's the one on percussion drums there.
Oh, hey, she is.
52.
49. Actually, today she turned 52.
Yay! But you don't want that song. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
All right. Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. Woo! Yes!
Celebrate!
Dance it out. Dance it out. Good job, you.
It's a birthday. It's not stupid. Go!
We didn't get serious on that one.
Yeah, we seriously got it.
Yeah, good job.
Nicely done.
Nicely.
Booyah.
Ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Ready.
What is this?
Will and Grace.
No.
What show is this?
It's Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah.
I was close, actually.
I don't watch the show, but it's like the guy who's tall, dark, and handsome.
Man, that show is funny.
I've never seen it!
Ty Burrell. Celebrating your birthday.
49.
51.
46.
Ah!
46.
Man, you keep coming so close.
You almost got it.
I got one already.
Yeah, I haven't got any.
Pretty cool.
All right, it's TV chef Giada De Laurentiis' birthday.
It's Giada's birthday?
I can't think of anything because you're playing Beauty and the Beast.
Which is hilarious because I couldn't think of anything.
Hey, you know, whose voice that is right there?
No.
That is Jerry Orbach, who was in Law and Order. He was the candle.
Sure. No.
Yeah.
Guest, our service to the test.
Will you please just guess?
Your neck, shall we provide the rest?
She's 44.
Why we only live to serve?
Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
It's Giada's birthday.
Ask the dishes.
Man, no, I'm changing mine. She's 39.
Oh, that's a she, Giada.
It's a dude. Or Giada.
Giada De Laurentiis.
I don't know who Giada De Laurentiis is.
I don't either. How old? I got to play Beauty and the Beast.
48. If it was Giotto,
43.
It'd be a dude, right?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows?
We're just excited.
Never mind.
His name was Lumiere, by the way.
The candle.
Yes.
Gosh, dude.
Yeah.
It's Saturday Night Live.
Chris Farley. He is still not alive. What? Give us a clue. What era?
Bridesmaids.
Oh, Kristen Wiig?
Yeah. See, I was right. I knew who I was talking about.
Oh, it was a woman.
Yes, it's Giada.
All right, Kristen's birthday. Mm. You're right, Steve. You're awesome.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you.
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig's birthday. Steve-O, you're not celebrating.
I'm sorry. I'm so excited. It's
How old
Wiig's
is Kristen?
Birthday.
Oh, man.
41.
No. 39.
She's 40.
Oh, man.
You guys are close.
She would go out with me, though, because I said she was younger.
Gilly. Yeah. Barely.
Oh, man.
All right, we are to dates.
Sorry.
Right. We are to dates.
Ooh.
Let's see. On this date in what year did President Theodore Roosevelt become the first U.S. chief executive to ride in an automobile in Hartford, Connecticut?
Go ahead, Mississippi.
1916.
Ah.
That's wrong. It's earlier than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't do that to me.
1912. 1902.
Ah!
All right, let's see. Got another year for you to guess.
Yeah, years.
All righty. Here, I'll get it farther into the song. There we go. All right. A little Steely Dan there. In what year did President Dwight D. Eisenhower and Vice President Richard M. Nixon get nominated for a second term by the Republican National Convention in San Francisco? See, they were going to do it again.
Gotcha. I like it. 76?
No!
President Dwight D. Eisenhower and Vice President Richard M.
Yeah, I heard Nixon. And I was
because
like, yeah.
Wasn't... Okay.
Wait,
gosh,
Dwight D.
APS, man. That's me, Albuquerque Public Schools.
No.
No, because... Just think about
he
this.
He came after Kennedy.
who was alive. And didn't Dwight D., he stepped in after Kennedy was assassinated,
That would be Johnson.
That's Johnson. Okay. But Nixon was vice president. Was he vice president before?
See, that's what I was wondering.
Yes, he was vice president before he was president.
No, before Kennedy.
Obviously, before Kennedy.
And Kennedy was like, what was that, like 16?
Oh, Dwight D., that's like World War II stuff.
You guys would have got this if you went to go see The Butler this weekend.
Oprah's in it. I'm not seeing it. I didn't see The Help either.
What year?
52. 56.
1956.
Yeah!
Nicely done.
Thank you. I don't need any music.
Okay.
All
right. So in what year? Let's see here.
Did they start sampling drugs?
Kerr McKee Corporation agreed to pay the estate of the late Karen Silkwood $1.38 million, settling a 10-year-old nuclear contamination lawsuit.
1981. 1986.
That's the year my sister Allison was born.
Hey, all your neighbors in Georgia down there are going to be happy today. It's National Eat a Peach Day.
I should have done that. If I had done that instead of that nasty apple I ate this morning, I would still be alive.
And Steve-O, I don't know where your angel gear is because it's Be an Angel Day.
I wore it yesterday.
You only have one bit of gear?
No, but I wasn't going to wear angel stuff 2 days
it's
in a
angel,
row.
It's Be an Angel Day.
We have a webcam. People watch us. I've got to be trendy with my
attire. Yeah, you're so fashion conscious.
I'm so fashion conscious.
He has on a plain gray shirt with a buffalo wearing.
With a headdress.
By the way, one of the best rock and roll voices ever. Paul Rogers of The Firm, formerly with Bad Company.
All right.
Look out, y'all.
That's it. I'm done.
Got the first name right.
Are we donezo?
Yeah.
Got to take a quick break.
Let's take it.
Coming up, 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about when you realized you were becoming your parents.
We're going to do a little traffic.
Yep. We're also going to play some good music.
And we're going to talk about nonsense.
Yep.
Which we know is why you are really all listening.
To Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes. We're having a party. You are invited. And you're having a good time, I think.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We need a question of the day if you would like to ask it. You can also email us studio@MyStaticRadio.com. Taking a quick break. Right back with some Young the Giant. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Traffic report with Mateo. Let's see how it's going out there on the roads. Looks like we've got an accident. Paseo del Norte East at I-25. It occurred at 7:03 a.m., so about 15 minutes ago. Traffic is getting pretty backed up around this wreck. So if you are at the intersection of Paseo and 25, or you're about to be, or you need to be, slow down and expect to slow down because there is an accident. We also have some road construction over there at Unser and I-40. The roadway has been reduced to one lane, and I have been reduced to being the friend of this road construction every day.
Yep.
Because it's never, ever going to go away.
Ever. You can always depend on that road construction.
Always. Not a direct rhyme, but close.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And hey, guess what? New morning show?
Where?
New sponsorships?
Where?
If you would like to sponsor traffic or any part of the morning show, hit us up. studio@mystaticradio.com. That's the email address. Tell us you love it. Sponsor us.
I love it.
I do too. Steve-O and Mateo hanging out with you. Speaking of love, a sad but interesting survey.
Then we need different music in the background because I'm super excited.
You're excited?
Yeah, this music is amping me up.
Oh.
Why?
Because it's good. So you want to get some sad music going?
Well, maybe some melancholy music.
Maybe people just are still asking the same question. I want to know what love is. And they haven't quite figured out what love is. I want you to show. Man, think about this question.
Let's hear it.
Is the person you married the love of your life?
I can confidently say yes.
I can too.
Right there. Here's mine. I truly, truly believe that Dawn is, she knows me better than anybody else in this world.
Yep.
And she puts up with me better than anybody else in this world. And those two things combined lead me to believe. Logically.
Right. Practically speaking.
Magically. She is the love of my life.
Oh,
sweet. I truly believe that, though, because, you know, sometimes you just have those thoughts like, what would I do if she wasn't here?
Right.
And the number one thing I think is compare anybody, like every other girl, to her.
Of course.
You know, for the rest of my life.
Of course.
And so I really, really hope I get, I hope she sticks around, man.
A survey of 2,000 people discovered that 73% admit that they have made do with their partner because their true love slipped through their fingers. Okay, let me say that again. 73% of people in the survey.
That's pretty crazy. That's the vast majority.
That is unbelievable.
That's almost three-fourths.
Yeah, oh, it gets worse. Gets worse. 17% say they've met the love of their life since getting with their spouse.
Well, that's no fun.
46% would be willing to leave their spouse if their true love came along.
Romantic comedy.
Here's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
According to the 2,000 people surveyed, most of them who said they would leave,
mm-hmm.
women, not men.
Interesting.
Yeah, the men seem more loyal, with 37% willing to stay in the relationship for the partner's sake. 60% say it took them 10 weeks to know that someone was Mr. or Mrs. Right. So the question this morning, we're reading this survey, and I'm not going to lie, the statistic was a little staggering to me. That
it is daunting.
That 73% of people who are married in this survey, according to the survey, anyways.
I wonder where they conducted
this survey. I was going to crack a joke, and then I thought better of it, that I better not.
Good.
But obviously, marriage is a very important thing. It's under attack in many different ways.
Mm.
In Hebrews, we are reminded that the marriage bed should be honored by all. That includes you. That includes your spouse. That includes your neighbor. That includes your coworker. That includes all. Includes all. And yet, as we see marriage these days, 2013, the survey of 2,000 people discovered that 73% admit that they made do with their partner because their true love has slipped through their fingers. Mm. Here's the thing, man. I remember hearing a great message once about, you know, finding the one.
Yeah.
And the idea that, you know, there's the one out there and you got to find the one, thanks to, romantic comedies or whatever else you've put in your mind that makes you believe that, you know.
Christian dating books.
Yeah. The one that you got to find that one. And the one. And this pastor blew my mind once when he said, it doesn't matter if this person was number 19 on your list or number 433 on your list or whatever it is, because when you say I do, that person
is the one.
Is the one.
Yeah.
And forever, till death do you part, that person is the one.
Yeah. I remember in college, actually when I worked at the camp here in New Mexico.
Yeah.
I was reading these books.
I Kissed Dating Goodbye?
No, gosh. Oh. I Kissed Dating Goodbye for about 6 minutes.
505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way.
No, it was a book. I think it was like When God Writes Your Love Story or something. Man, look, everybody, I'm lame. Okay? I'll admit it. And I always have been. And the further back you go, the worse it gets, I hope. Anyway... So I'm reading these books, and I get this crush on this girl, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we're supposed to get married. She is the one for me. The Lord has revealed it to me through scripture and the sunset and this verse that was on her bulletin, even though she's in Kentucky and even though I'm in New Mexico. Later finding out that they were both churches were part of the same denominational convention.
Ah, yes.
So they both ordered the same bulletin. When you're 18, you just don't know this thing. You don't want to think about those things.
Right.
You ignore those things.
Right.
You're like, no. No.
Now this is the one.
This is magical romance. This is what they promised me in the movies. And I think it's in the Bible. It's in there. Gotta be. So anyway, we dated for about 3 months and then boom, breakup. And that's when I learned the lesson. It's like, maybe there's not just one person. Maybe you are completed. What I believe, you are completed with a relationship in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so what we do is we say, no, this person will complete me, not realizing that that person is also incomplete. How could two incompletes complete a pleat, complete a complete, when they're both not capable of completing a complete? You get it. Nah, anyway, so, learned a valuable lesson, and I've never thought, and then I actually had a friend in college that he was like, you know, the whole the one thing is kind of like a Platonic teaching that somehow got into the church, and it's,
yeah,
you know, and then I was like, these people have these incredible stories about how God brought them together.
Yeah.
But just because that happened to them doesn't mean it's a huge blanket method.
Right.
For how you find the one in your life.
Right.
And then talking to my parents, my dad, sometimes he just comes out of nowhere with this incredible wisdom. And he was like, he said exactly what you did. He's like, there's no one person, but when you get married, that person is the one.
Absolutely.
And it was like, that makes sense.
That person becomes the one because you have made a covenant vow before God that I will cherish, honor, love, respect,
yeah,
till death do, in sickness and health, for better or worse, no matter what happens.
No matter.
No matter
and
what
it's
happens.
It's not easy. It's not like, yeah, I'm going to make this commitment and I'm going to...
Oh, just, it's going to be so easy.
I'm going to just
There's
going to
be no challenges.
Yeah, nah. They're,
marriage is a difficult thing.
Marriage is not to be taken lightly. And that's the problem. People run around. I mean, if I would have really gotten married when I was like that young in that mindset, not saying you can't get married when you're young, just saying
for me, you,
if I would have gotten married when I was that young, it would have been a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I feel like just in the church, sometimes we just approach it too willy-nilly. We're like, nah, man, you're supposed to get married, and I've got all these hormones, and I gotta get rid of them somehow. I better get married. Or I'm going to go mess my life over. Ah!
Yep.
And then next thing you know, you're all alone. Nobody's your friend anymore. You're working at a cheese factory.
What?
I love cheese. It just came into my mind. The cheese factory was the redeeming part of that rant.
Ah, there you go.
For me.
Okay, so good.
There was redemption there.
Here was the question. Is the person you're married to the love of your life? A survey of 2,000 people revealed that 73% admit that they have made do with their partner because their true love slipped through their fingers. That's, man, discouraging. So here's what we want to do to encourage married people. 505-338-3700. We love to hear your awesome stories about marriage. You could talk about the trying times. You could talk about how God redeemed your situation. You could talk about whatever you want. But let's talk about the positives, because unfortunately right now all people are seeing is divorce, divorce, divorce.
We hear a lot of negative.
I'm not really married to the person. The survey gets worse and says that people have met the love of their life since getting married. 46% said they'd be willing to leave their spouse if their true love came along. As if in marriage you're still looking for the quote-unquote true love. You're married. You have the one. That person is your one. You said I do. 505-338-3700.
Let's hear some positive.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The 73%, huh?
73%.
That is just mind-boggling.
Right.
I met my husband when I was 16, and obviously at 16, you don't care so much about some of the things that become important later in life.
Like hygiene,
like
do they have a job?
Yeah. And actually, when I met him, I was going to church. He was an atheist.
Okay.
He's still an atheist. I still go to church. And it didn't bother me in the beginning, and then later it became an issue. And we've had conversations and whatnot about it. But even given all the differences we have, even given that situation, I still believe he's the one that I meant to spend my life with. And if nothing else, maybe it's an opportunity to bring him and his family to God.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
And I know it's probably got to be super difficult for you in some of those conversations. And you're probably like, man, this is not the easiest thing I've ever done. But I think you should be encouraged, because to stick through something so deep, you know, as personal belief in, like, God and whether or not there is one, you know, and all that. That's really hard. Seems like a mountain, but it sounds like you guys are you're still hiking it.
Yeah.
It's had its challenging points, yeah. Definitely. When he tries to compare, he wants to, well, let's talk your Christianity and your beliefs. Let's compare that to Norse mythology and what they believe. And it's a little bit difficult, for sure. But that doesn't change. I know in my heart who I'm meant to be with, and I know where God wants me and who I want in my life, and it's still him.
Yeah.
It's been him since I was 16. I can't imagine 73% of the world saying they married the wrong person.
Right. It's a really sad thing.
And you know what? You got a biblical standpoint there in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that I just thought of. Was if any woman has a husband who is an unbeliever and he consents to live with her, she should not divorce him. And I think, sadly, so many people are like, man, but when we got married, we weren't believers. Now I'm a believer and I don't know what to do because this person's an atheist and everything's different. And maybe I just need to go find that Christian spouse. And even Christians will try and use that as an excuse. So I commend you because biblically, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 says if a woman has a husband who's an unbeliever and he wants to stay married, guess what? Do not divorce. And
go.
So many times people just try and take the easy way out, and I'm sure that's really difficult at times, but continue to love him, continue to pray for him, continue to show God in your daily life, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys. All that right. Will do. And yeah. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you for calling.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Let's give these youngins something to talk about in marriage.
Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you guys?
Doing
Fantastic.
Well.
Oh, you know what? I would have called you guys yesterday for senior day, but I was napping.
Wonderful.
Hey. So I had two things I wanted to share with y'all. I am divorced. Okay, I've remarried, and I've been married to my current husband for 20 years. But when I married my first husband, we were very young, and we were all about passion and chemistry and all that. And we had a huge wedding, and I'm walking down the aisle toward him, and I'm thinking, this is a huge mistake. but I can always get a divorce.
Wow.
If it doesn't work out, I can always get a divorce. And that marriage lasted 10 years. Then I was single for a while, and I met this husband that I have, and we met at a yard sale, and we became great friends, and we were friends for many years. And then he asked me to marry him, and we went to Las Vegas to get married. Mm. And I was so terrified of getting married that I threw up.
What?
Because I knew when I marry this man, this is forever. This man will stay with me forever. He is a committed person, and he will never renege on him. He will never beat me. He will never cheat on me. He will never lie to me. He will be my husband for the rest of my life. And I was so terrified at that thought that I was ill. But you know what? 20 years later, he has never beat me. He has never lied to me. He's never cheated on me. He has been my best friend, my champion, my hero. And I've had three heart attacks. And that man has stood by that bedside every single one. And so my opinion is it's not about the chemistry and the passion. It's about the friendship. Mm. And if you start with that foundation of friendship and God, there's nothing else. Nothing can shake you.
Right on. Thank you so much
Thank
for the
you
call.
For calling.
You're welcome. I'm going to go back to sleep now.
Okay.
All right. Have
Thank
a good
you,
nap.
Senior. All right. Oh, seniors. They're so funny. Static.
Hey, what's going on, Steve-O?
Hello. Just talking marriage, you know.
You guys want to tackle some small issues, huh? Just not marriage.
Just, you know, that.
It's
you know,
the morning time. What better time?
How old is the Earth, really? We're going to do that in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's awesome. You know, my thought on all this, really, 73% of people think they've married the wrong person. Most of those are probably both sides of a marriage, right? We just think more highly of ourselves than we ought to.
Amen.
Whoa,
Romans.
Mm.
Yeah.
we are just thinking that we're so great, right? And our spouse is not up to our standards. Man, we should just be appreciative that anybody wanted to even be with us for the rest of our life.
Yeah, man.
You are right.
When we come with that attitude, God has brought the woman to the man. It's the commitment, really. And love is just, we don't know what biblical love is. We think it's supposed to feel good and feel really nice. And we need to read the Bible and really do what it says. Maybe we'll change that number to like 7.
Yeah, man. I like those words. Thanks for the call.
You guys, man. Have a great day.
All right. You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Are you married to the love of your life? It sounds like a dumb question.
I feel like we are an episode of Delilah right now, and I love it. Mateo.
Survey of 2,000 people discovered that 73% admit they have made do with their partner because their true love slipped through their fingers. We want to undo that because it's unreal to me to see this survey that asks questions like, hey, if you met the love of your life after you got married, what would you do? Well, 46% said they would be willing to leave their spouse if their quote-unquote true love came along. So where do we go wrong, America? Let's talk about marriage. Let's talk about what God's Word has to say. Give your thoughts and opinions. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so I want to preface this conversation with just to let you know I put pepper in my coffee instead of cinnamon this morning, so I'm kind of in a weird place.
Okay.
Thank you for calling us.
Thanks for your honesty.
Yeah, dude. So, anyway, marriage, man. My wife and I spent our first year and a half of courting apart, like as a long-distance relationship.
Okay.
And just recently, I think it was last year, I don't know, she'll probably kill me if I don't remember, but we finally hit the halfway mark, so we spent more time together than we have apart.
Oh, cool. So,
awesome. Definitely love of my life and puts up with all the crazy stuff I do.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? I have a wife that does the same thing.
Man, mine does too.
Yep.
There's a common theme going on here. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think
it gives me hope.
It really does.
Christian women are given a special, well, not, you know, maybe just women in general. They're given a special spiritual gift from the Lord, and it's just putting up with idiocy.
Agreed. All right, guys. Have a good morning.
You too, man. 505-338-3700. Static!
Good morning. Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rock on. I got saved when I was 9, and now I'm 39. In a few weeks, I'm celebrating my 30th anniversary with Jesus.
Cool. That is awesome.
So when I grew up, through youth group, through mainly studying the Bible on my own, I knew what kind of man God wanted for me. And as many mistakes as David made, I love the phrase, a man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
But he totally failed. But I knew that that's what I wanted. And in my high school years, in my college years, I had an eye for certain guys, and most of them loved God, but they weren't the ones for me. Praise God. God had enough sense to keep them away from me.
Right.
I was 28. I was a virgin. I had known my husband for a few years, but not really, really closely. But one day after going to a concert together, he comes over. The excuse was, I got to return a CD to you. He says, do you like me? And I said, how about you answer that question first? And he says, okay, I'll rephrase it. Do you like me? And I'm like, So what I proceeded to do, he was divorced. He had a son that at that time was about 9 years old, and I proceeded to tell him for about 15 minutes what I saw in his life that he reflected God, how he was as a man, how he was as a father, how he treated his son, that was completely different than how my parents, my father, was when I was growing up. And then he proceeded to tell me for about 10, 15 minutes what he saw God in my life. And from then on, we decided, okay, well, we're going to pray about this. A week later, a little minor disaster happened in my life, and he came over and helped me out. And he says, well, what do you think? Well, we both say that we had prayed that week the most that we'd ever prayed in our lives. And within 9 months, we were married. And we had conversations about if you got hit by a car and you were in a wheelchair for the rest of your life, what would you do? Would you change my diaper? Would I change your diaper? And people think, oh my gosh, you talked about that kind of stuff? And it's like, yeah, that's what God wants out of us, is commitment. Yeah. And so that's our little story right there. And now we've been married for 11 years. Our son is now 22. And he has his own girlfriend. And so I kind of joke like, oh, you know, the girlfriend. I'm like, what are you doing with the girl right now? You need to become a man of God. And we like her and everything, you know, that's fine. But it's like you need to develop your man in God's, your man self in God's eyes, and be that man that some woman, whether it's this one or someone else, someday is going to, that God's going to have for you. And so that's my passion for him. And I'm trying to be nice in the whole situation, but I still want him to develop himself. That's first and foremost. Be a child of God first. And the man, the woman, the whoever's going to come down the road, God's going to take care of it. And we always, my husband and I always tell somebody or tell people, let God write your love story. Don't go out looking. Don't have that wandering eye. I think of all the years I wasted looking, when God said, no, there's going to be this other man. And he is an awesome man of God. Wouldn't want anybody else.
Thank you so much for the words.
Thank you.
Wanna have you near me? I wanna have you hear me say it. No one needs you more than I need you.
Key change.
You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring feeling to
I feel like if she would have just said this.
When he loves somebody, the end of time.
I mean, right?
When you love somebody, oh, no one needs you more than I. When you love somebody, till the end of time.
Yep.
When you love somebody, oh, my.
You're always on my mind, Dawn.
Static!
Hey guys, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic.
Great.
Peter Cetera, man.
We just did
a
little Chicago.
On.
It was wonderful.
Let's be honest, we got lost there for a second, but we found our way back to Peter.
We're back.
So, my first reaction when I heard about all the people that are like, oh yeah, if I meet the love of my life after I'm married, but not the person I'm married to, I was like, what is your problem? You know, I'm just totally irate.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it. And unless Jesus is their first love, and unless Jesus is the love of the life of each person who gets married, it's not going to work, you know? And we're all sinners, and we're all blinded by our sin. And so, yeah, I mean, Jesus is the answer, of course. You know, that goes back to Sunday school. But really, seriously, We can't automatically get too pissed off because we're just selfish balls of sin unless Jesus changes us.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't have hope in my parents' relationship. I don't have even hope in my relationship with my wife. I have hope in Jesus for them. I have hope in Jesus that my parents' relationship will be restored. And I have hope in Jesus that He will sustain my marriage.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So, just that anger and that righteous frustration that comes up has to be checked, remembering that we're all sinners and remembering that we're all screwed in our marriages unless Jesus is the first love of everyone.
Right,
yeah,
on, man.
I agree. I think a lot of people, you know, and then some people are probably listening, they're like,
Good grief. Why are people just talking about Jesus, 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 marriage, marriage, marriage? But the thing is, Jesus teaches us that we are to die to ourselves.
Yep.
To put others first. And yeah. So I think the whole point of this is just kind of like if we emulate Jesus in our marriage and love as he loved the church, that he gave an example in the Bible about how, you know, he came for the church and he died for the church. And so in our lives, when we come up on problems and issues, the practice of dying to yourself, you know, it's a monumental thing, but then also practically, like it helps you. You put the other person first, and in marriage, that's why it's such a big Christian thing to say, you know, your marriage has to be based on Jesus. If you're a non-believer out there and you're listening to this, you're probably like, what are they talking about? They're Jesus juking marriage all day long.
Well, yeah.
But the example is, die to yourself and put the other person first. And when you do that in marriage, it is so effective. Like, I think a lot of times we kind of skip over the practical parts of the Bible because, I mean, you know, it's so much more than practical teaching, but it's also practical teaching.
Right.
And so it's like, you know, if we emulate, if we live by his example, it truly helps us out in our relationships with other people.
Well, and people may be wondering why we're talking so much, as you said, Jesus, Jesus. But guess what? Marriage was the first institution established. Before there was the church, there was marriage, man. And yeah. And that's it, because it is literally the earthly parallel of Christ's relationship to the church.
Yes.
That is why it is so important. That is why we should be talking about these things. That's why we have to put Christ at the center of it. And so, yeah. Dude, we're not going to sit here and pretend like it's something that's simple, that's easy.
No.
You know, and for those, as you said, we have a lot of cool new listeners, and you're right. We have a lot of listeners who don't cling to, trust in, and rely on Jesus Christ, who don't place the Word of God as their, you know, focal point or as just as what they know and understand and believe. We had a lot of non-believers who listen. And a lot of people would say, who don't read Scripture, who don't know God's Word, would say, yeah, well, the Bible says that, you know, wives have to submit, and I just can't adhere to that, and I can't see that. Husbands, man, we're called to something great. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, it says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Dude, husbands. It says, in the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. If we're called to love our wives as Christ loved the church, Christ literally hung on a cross and died for us.
You don't find that attitude much anymore.
Oh, man. And so the idea of being selfless, the idea of giving up your life for someone else, the idea, husbands, we are called to love our wives as Christ loved the church, giving himself up for her. We have to be selfless.
Yeah. And it's not
and
easy.
And it's a daily.
It is not
it
easy.
Is, yeah, and it's a daily. And obviously, as we look at this survey,
it is literally an act of God.
Yeah. A survey of 2,000 people discovered that 73% of people today admit that they are making do in their marriage because they let their true love slip through their fingers. And this is the attitude of marriage right now. 73% in this survey. Unreal. So we're just talking marriage.
Just talking marriage. You know,
you know
light,
nothing. Just
a light conversation
light
here
humor.
In the morning.
Oh, static.
I just need to say that I truly love the fullness of this show and webcam capabilities.
Thank
and
you.
Dance moves.
Thank
and
you.
Epic. Epic. Just, I feel like God has brought us together for oh such a time as this.
Dude,
and
amen.
Little did you
amen.
Know, dancing was my spiritual gift.
Indeed, sir. No, you are blessed and overflowing with the spirit of, oh, wow.
I got the moves
like Jagger.
For in between the pews.
What?
Terrible.
That
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Even rhyme.
It was a close rhyme.
I love you so much. Y'all don't even know. Just know that, yes. And I'm watching and amazing and praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, cool. That's all right. I have to say.
Thanks,
all
man. Right.
Thanks, Willie.
I love you so much.
Love you too,
thanks,
buddy. Bud. Final call. Static.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Mattel. Welcome aboard, man.
Thank you, sir.
It truly is the land of entrapment, isn't it?
I love it.
It is.
Or do I?
You do.
I do.
Hey, listen, I'm listening to you guys make all these great points about marriage and what God wants for us. And also listening to you guys, I hear that you do have a lot of non-believers. You guys have a lot of people that look at the world through like a secular point of view. Mm. With that said, also I would just want to make a point that marriage is only between man and woman. And I don't know if you guys have brought that point up too as well.
Right. Talking about, well...
A marriage. That marriage is between man and woman.
Right.
And that's how God defines it as well.
All right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, man.
We do have to take a break. I did say that was the final call of this hour.
Coming back,
actually, we're going to be talking with the Schroffs.
Yes.
Project Zoe.
Project Zoe.
Aspen Project. Hey, if you would like more on that... MyStaticRadio.com, check out the podcast for Shock Therapy Live, because we've had whole hours devoted to, awesomeness.
Yeah, awesomeness. Institution of marriage.
Institution of marriage. What is God's definition of marriage? Yes, we do in-depth talk about that.
The,
so
the biblical view on Christianity, or
on marriage.
Homosexuality.
Yes.
On marriage.
Yeah.
The modern church and all kinds of stuff. Shock therapy.
Because we could go down 17 rabbit holes, but we're moving on because we've got guests coming in studio.
We do.
In the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We'll do that here. Round these corners.
We will.
Man,
do
thanks
that
to everybody who called in. And thank you, Peter Cetera in Chicago,
for
birthing incredible music.
Thank you for sharing your stories with us.
Yes.
We really appreciate
it. There you go. Quick break, right back. Some Man Alive and the Schroffs.
Woo!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Something else awesome that just happened.
Yeah.
Our friends Bambi and her son, Caesar.
They just came in here.
And they brought us a gift.
I just ate a green chili apple fritter.
And it was great.
It was fantastic.
My organs are still getting assimilated to green chili, but
yeah.
it was good.
We're going to post it.
I hope I enjoy it for the rest of the day and it doesn't come back to haunt me later.
Yeah, it probably will.
Well,
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll post a photo as well as the location because,
yeah. Yeah, we're going to put it up
on
the internet.
Put that on our Facebook page. Now it is time to talk about serious things.
Yes. Serious things like accounting. Hello, accountant. Introduce yourself.
Yes. This is Erica, the accountant.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Yeah, I know you've never been on radio, and we're just kind of throwing you to the wolves. So you're going to want to do the little rock fist, right? And then you do that. And that's about as far away from the microphone as you want to be. Don't kiss it, but just be close enough that, you know.
You never know who sneezed on that microphone.
We thought we've already tackled things like marriage this morning. I feel like we've conquered that pretty well.
We need to tackle economics.
Obamacare right now. I've just noticed my paycheck's a lot smaller because of the government.
I've only recently become an adult, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and so what we wanted to do was bring in an accountant to help solve the economic crisis at hand. America is in the gutter. Go.
Wow, that's a lot. Talk about throwing me to the wolves.
Yeah. There you go.
501, 3K, 4Bs. Talk about them. Go!
You know, I don't really have a whole lot for you, but budget?
Nobody can hear you.
In that budget?
You gotta talk in the microphone. Nobody,
she's given us, she's given us
such a tiny
pearls
little
of wisdom,
accountant
Steve-o.
Voice. I didn't realize accountants even spoke. I thought you guys all spoke in code.
Yeah,
numbers.
We thought you spoke binary.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as
0011000.
As long as I put my green visor on, I'm good.
There you go. Exactly. I thought that was what gambling people do. I thought that was for like casino workers.
No. When you're an accountant, you're a gambler. You're taking a gamble every day. You're walking out of your house saying, I'm a target. Isn't that right?
Oh, man.
Yeah. See? Yeah. She
I would like to personally thank the Schroffs for throwing you to the wolves. Erica, the accountant.
I would like to thank them, too.
Yeah. So,
you guys.
So what do you really do?
What do I really do?
Yeah.
You know, I love to help small businesses.
Yeah?
Awesome. I love to come alongside entrepreneurs and help them get their business going and reach that vision that they have. And so that's my passion. I love it. And that's I love to be alongside 501c3s and help them reach the vision that they want.
So what you're saying is you want to help Static Radio get more listenership and money because we're a listener-supported station and we need support and you can help us get money?
Absolutely.
Do we
say that? Do we ever say that enough? Maybe you should repeat it one more time.
We're listener-supported and we're nonprofit and you can support us by going to mystaticradio.com and click the giant donate button.
Yeah, in short, put your money where your ears are.
What?
Listening. Tried to be funny again.
So you're teaming up with these guys over here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are you guys doing? You guys are mean. Get over here, Clay.
Hey, you know the really
cool
thing
is,
you're a jerk
and I love you.
Erica has come alongside us, and we have a lot of people that tell us that. I'd love to help you, but I don't feel that I could foster and adopt a child. I don't feel that I'm in a spot where God has me to mentor. And that'll come because we'll talk you into it. But we have people who have volunteered to help us with our websites, with graphic design. And Erica has come alongside us and she's helping us with accounting so that we can focus on getting these kids in the homes.
Yeah.
We can focus on, you know, just the things that God has called our ministry to do. And so it's kind of fun bringing her in. But on a really serious note, you know, there's a ton of organizations out there. You know, if you don't feel called to the Aspen Project and God has you going somewhere else, you know, your gifts that God has given you and your talents can be used for the glory of God. For us, Erica is helping the kids as much as a foster family that actually is taking them in. Although I understand that you and your husband are getting ready to take classes at Children, Youth, and Family.
No
Therefore,
pressure.
She did no fall pressure. Into the trap, and
Land of
we want the listeners to do the same thing.
Now, here's the thing. Since this goober came on the morning show, Mateo.
That's me.
We've gotten a lot of new listeners, to be honest. So there's probably a lot of people listening right now who don't know what the Aspen Project does. Share a little bit about the vision behind Aspen Project and what it is that you guys are doing.
Okay. Aspen Project basically is to plug the church or the Christian community in with helping kids. And it works something like this. You have foster care, which is a temporary state of a child. So you bring them into your home for an undesignated period of time, 48 hours to the rest of their lives. And you're giving them a safe, loving environment. Adoption. Adoption's making those boys and girls forever sons and daughters. We have respite care, and that's where a lot of people get started. They bring a child into their home for 3 days, and it gives the foster family a time of renewal. And because sometimes it gets hard. There's a honeymoon stage when you first take these kids in, and sometimes we need a little bit of a break. Right. And those people are coming alongside, loving and protecting those kids. We also deal with pro-life issues, including post-abortive counseling. And our latest project is Project Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Michelle's supposed to be on the air today. And that's mentoring girls between the ages of 13 and 21 and letting them know they're more than the sum of their past. Thus, Michelle.
Yay! Welcome to the show.
I don't get cool music.
Oh,
I just gave you cool music. That's the best we can do.
You got cool music.
That'll work.
There you go. Cool music, go.
Oh, I don't like that song.
Oh, man. You can't be picky.
Clay, we just had a big old conversation about marriage. We're praying for you, buddy. I just want you to know, we love you, and we are praying for the Shroffs.
You know, every day, every time I see your wife's post, I pray for her.
Amen.
Love, love is a feeling.
God has
true love is a decision.
There you go.
There you go.
Nice. Wow.
God has gifted these ladies with something.
Deep.
Apparently, one of the things that God did not gift you guys with was discernment before you got married. However, He's gifted you
with
going
on 20 years
patience and love and hope for the future. I love you, Shroffs. You guys are awesome.
Wow.
20 years! You guys got married when you were 12? 13.
Right.
16 tops.
I was 40.
Michelle Schraub, please talk about Project Zoe and what you guys are doing.
Well, we're going to be having a volunteer night September 6th. So if you're interested, please inbox us on Facebook so that we can hook you up. We're going to get everything in order. We're going to be steaming clothes and spray painting and eating Dion's pizza. And if you're interested in donating clothing or jewelry or shoes, we need shoes.
Or money.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Contact us. You know, give us a call. The website set up for
sure.
Cash.
Sure.
Call me.
Call me.
Call me.
So, lots happening. We're going to be having our grand opening September 29th.
Okay.
So, and just this week, we've just had tons and tons and tons of folks that have given us a call and just said, hey, I want to help. And we've got an amazing lady that's going to be making earrings for us from Mississippi.
That is my sister, Kimberly.
You know what's amazing to see how God works? September 29th also happens to be an evening that we're going to be hosting Harvest America live from Philadelphia. Right here at Calvary Albuquerque. Fireflight will be here that weekend doing stuff. And Dawn, his wife, last time she was in Albuquerque, was saying she really wanted to connect with Project Zoe. So she will be here for the grand opening.
Awesome. She can sing.
I love that idea. Well, she's going to be at Calvary Albuquerque.
We've already got it committed.
She'll already be singing.
Yeah, so I'm that's sure really, really cool.
We'll let her know that her husband committed her.
Okay, yeah. She's listening.
Oh, her husband has committed her, poor thing. Pray for her. She's that's why she's not here yet.
I know.
So,
pray for my wife. I'm driving her crazy. She texted me earlier and said, spiritual gift of putting up with idiocy is the best thing you've ever said. It was like, quote of the day.
Yep, there you go. So Project Zoe, it's coming to fruition. We've been talking about it for some time, and it's happening. So.
It's totally the Lord, because I am just totally unequipped and foolish, and God is just raising up folks to come alongside and show me how foolish I am. Hmm. So it's been awesome. It's been such a cool ride, and we just can't wait to see what God does with it.
Yay. There you go. AspenProject.org is the main website. If people would like information on Project Zoe, they can go there as well.
Yes, definitely.
Also, Aspen Project or Project Zoe?
Both.
It's at both. I love it. It's amazing. Here, how about this? The easiest way. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to post a link to all of the sites where you can find information on Project Zoe, on the Aspen Project itself. And, man, as always, thank you guys so much for everything you do.
Thanks.
Especially putting friends on the spot and making them feel super nervous.
You guys were supposed
to
ask her a math question.
Yes.
No, I've got one.
You got one?
Okay.
Thank you, Michelle.
Ready for this?
All right. Erica the accountant.
Another opportunity. Okay.
She's an accountant. She got her degree in this.
No, I got this.
Yeah.
Oh,
trust
please.
Me.
Okay.
If X over 2 plus 2 over 1 equals 4, how fast is the train from Pennsylvania going?
Too fast.
Hey!
Accountant. She got it.
Accounting.
Accounting.
And that's why you go to college, people.
Get more knowledge.
Exactly. That rhymed.
I'm a rhymesmith.
We got to take a quick look at traffic. Huge thanks to the Schroffs and Erica, the accountant, for coming in and rocking it for Aspen Project. But everybody on the road, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, take a quick look at traffic. Here we go.
Like Steve-O said, there's a lot going on, and it's all going on Paseo. Sort of. There's a disabled vehicle at Paseo East at the railroad tracks, and then right up the road, there is another disabled vehicle, Paseo Del Norte East at Jefferson, and then right up the road, there is an accident. I guess they're still cleaning it up at Paseo and I-25. And then also, on 40, we have, there's an accident at Unser and 40. I guess they weren't watching the road construction that's been there for a while.
Yeah.
So you guys be careful. And there's an accident at, how do you say that?
Manal
Boulevard East at San Mateo Boulevard.
Welcome to New Mexico.
Thank you. It's getting congested and dangerous out there, so watch what you're doing. Get off your phone. It's illegal here anyway.
Yeah, Paseo, it looks like it's at a dead stop right now. Eastbound Paseo, basically from Unser all the way to I-25. So watch out there. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. Good news, everybody. Striper releasing a brand new record November 5th. It's called No More Hell to Pay. This is the title track.
You can't say hell on the radio.
I just did.
Wow.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Oh, yeah! I know. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
You know, here at Static Radio, we're always taking your phone calls. 505-338-3700. Something on your mind, something you want to talk about. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Shall we take this phone call?
Sure. Static Radio.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry. Sorry if you had to wait.
Oh, no, that's okay. I don't know who I need to talk to, but I have been donating, you know, through my bank, $10 a month.
Cool.
And I've changed banks.
Oh, okay.
And
really?
To,
how can
no,
change it's, information?
It's probably a good thing you change banks. I know from personal experience, if you have to change banks, it's because it's a major ordeal. So, thank you for calling and wanting to carry on your donation.
Well, of course. Who am I speaking to?
This is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
He's the new co-host of the morning show on Static Radio.
Yeah, I'm the new guy.
This is probably the sweetest lady you'll ever meet in your entire life. Probably the single greatest woman ever.
Who?
Thank you, honey.
She birthed one of the greatest human beings of all time.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
my son
brother.
Is this okay? Hello, Steve-O's
mom. Hi, honey. I'm sorry. I thought I was calling the front office.
That's okay. That's okay. You called the request line. Do you want to hear a song right now?
Honey.
Would you like to hear some Motley Crue?
Oh, no.
I will say we just played the new single from Striper, and I thought of you from when I was a kid listening to like Twisted Sister and Motley Crue, and you were trying to get me to listen to actual good music that was like edifying for my mind, apparently, and you bought me To Hell with the Devil. So, you know, that's how Southern Baptist moms work.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got to stay on top of things.
Yes,
know?
Exactly. I just want you to say To Hell with the Devil, Mom. Can you just say it?
Do I have to?
You see, exactly. You bought me that record when I was a kid, but you can't even say it.
I know,
love you so
awful,
much.
But anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call the request line, but, you know, since I am starting a bank in El Paso these days.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Now I need to change that information so I can keep donating, because after all, my son works there.
True.
And so I wanted to make sure that I did that, and I didn't know which number to call.
That's
so
okay. You called the right one, Mama. You called the right one.
Well, yes, I did. I hadn't talked to you, honey.
I know.
We just got back from South Dakota.
Really?
We took an awesome 11-day trip, and we went through Raton. We saw Fort Union. We went through Pueblo and saw a couple of my cousins, Theodore and his mom, Teresa.
What? Shout out, cuz.
Yes. Went through Denver. Went through Cheyenne, Wyoming. Went to visit the capital. Went into Spearfish, South Dakota. Went through Sturgis and went over to Rapid City. We even went to Pierre, South Dakota, to go through the capital. And we had a fabulous time.
That's awesome.
Yes, I'm happier than I've been in years.
Good. This is great, Mom, because we were seriously just about to talk about signs you're turning into your mom, and I'm trying to think of nailing it down to just 17 things that I say that you used to say when I was growing up, so... I'm proud that I'm turning into you, mostly.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
So, minus the fact that I am literally turning into a 5'2 Mexican woman.
Oh, yes, real funny. Besides that, I'm not Mexican.
I know you're Hispanic. I know this. I know this. I learned that young.
I'm an American of Spanish descent.
You're American Spanish. I'm Spanglish.
That's it.
We're Spanglish.
I'm an American first.
You're American Spanish American.
I'm a Christian American. How's that? That's even better.
That's even better. There you go, America.
All right, that's who I am. America. Anyway, well, I hope you have a wonderful day. If you can have someone call me and I'll give them the information on my account. Don't want to do it over the air, you know.
Mom, you're drunk with power. You're calling the morning show just because I'm your son. That you have to go through proper channels, mother.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
I love you so much.
Okay, well, I love you, honey, and if you'll have someone call me, that would be awesome.
I'll do it!
Okay, have a wonderful day, you and Matt.
All right. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
I love you,
honey.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. 505 Steve-O, 338-3700.
Your mom just called us and talked forever!
What do you do with your mom? I can't cut her off.
You can't cut her off.
We're in the middle of a morning show.
Oh, if my mom ever calls, you will know the sounds of sweet little mom.
Static.
Hey, are you guys only doing like old school stuff right now?
No, why?
What do you mean?
Why would we only be doing old school?
I heard like older hype music. I don't know.
You heard Striper. There's a brand new song from Striper we just played.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay.
I was doing a delivery. But I was going to request 21 Pilots, Guns with Hands, or Guns for Hands.
Yeah,
we can do that.
Why not?
All right. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Have a great day.
You too, man.
There you go.
Later.
Nice.
So, do you get excited every time somebody requests a 21 Pilots song, or do you just get a little bummed?
No, I'm happy people are requesting 21. Why would I get bummed?
Well, I don't know, because the drummer, Josh, was your drummer, and then he went on to be actually successful.
No. Yeah, well, he was in House of Heroes. He was in House of Heroes.
Uh-huh.
And then Colin came back to House of Heroes, and then Josh did a couple tours or a tour or something with us in Waverly.
Uh-huh.
And then he went on to be in 21 Pilots and live the actual dream.
Ah, yes.
That we have all only...
Aspired to do. Nicely done.
Yeah, that... Dude, I texted him the other... Okay, texted Josh the other day and was like... Because they announced a bunch of tour dates, and I noticed there's a gap in between, like, Phoenix and then Texas.
Ooh!
And I was like, hey, are you guys going to come through Albuquerque? And he's like, I don't know. I don't think it's been booked yet, whatever. And I was like, if you do, we've got to hang. And, you know, so then we're just chatting. And I'm like, so where are you today, man? And I didn't hear from him all day.
Right.
And I was like, he's living the dream, so he's probably busy, no big.
He's hanging out with Kanye.
Right. And then I get a text late, like, during the nighttime. And he's like, oh, today we're in Manchester, and tomorrow we're going to London, and then we're going to hop over to Germany, and then blah, 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 and then we'll fly back and start the tour with Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco, and then after that, we do the headline tour.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, yeah, I work at a radio station. Can we play your song, please? It would be an honor, sir, if we could just maybe play it once. Can we be friends still?
Oh, man.
Are you still my friend? You're my most famous friend.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
You know 21 Pilots?
I know. Yes, I do.
Yeah, Josh the drummer, one half of 21 Pilots, was the drummer for Waverly.
Yeah, and I know Tyler, too. I mean, I'm not like, I don't text with Tyler.
You have to get them here. I would love you long time.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that promise of eternal love. Let me work my magic. I can't do anything to get them here.
Right.
They are out of my reach.
It's out of my reach.
What's he say on Man of Steel?
I don't know.
She says, he is beyond your reach.
Oh, yes.
And that's what I'm telling you, friend.
Yeah.
You, General Zod on the phone.
Yeah.
Josh is beyond our reach.
He's beyond our reach.
Yeah.
We will try, though.
But if they come through, I know we'll both be excited.
Thank you for
yes, we will.
Yes,
yeah.
we will.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. Now, here's the thing. On that note, shows. We've been getting a lot of questions on Facebook, a lot of emails, studio@mystaticradio.com, asking about Freedom Fest, our big Labor Day weekend festival that we've done for 20-something odd years.
Hey, Steve-O, is Freedom Fest happening this year?
Hey, that's a good question, Mateo. I'm glad you and everybody else have asked, considering it would be coming up in 2 weeks and no one has heard word about it.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is there is not a Freedom Fest this year for the very reason that bands like 21 Pilots, the last Amberlin tour, the Amberlin tour before that, the last Reliant K tour, the Reliant K tour before that. Why bands usually don't make their way out to Albuquerque? Support. So if you want to see cool things happening in Albuquerque, we have, I mean, only the greatest radio station in the universe here.
That's what I believe.
We're trying to do our part, but here's where you come in. Support. If you love something, you got to support it. And when people don't support things, i.e. Freedom Fest, and there's not funding for it, we don't get to do those things.
Yeah,
so,
it's that stinks, too, because coming from a band or a guy that's been in two bands that played Freedom Fest.
Yeah.
That was one of the best festivals to play.
Yes,
We looked forward to it all year.
That's how we met.
I know. That's how we met.
And we met through Freedom Fest.
I got to play with Blindside.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That was one of the best shows in my life. It was. We played, or it was House of Heroes.
Yeah.
And then we played, and we felt really stupid because we played after House of Heroes. And then Blindside played.
It was
And we
magical.
Felt a little better because Blindside was clearly out of practice. We're like, oh, okay. But it was incredible.
It was a great show.
And
so,
you know what? Not anymore, though. When he says people didn't support it, what he means is not enough people bought tickets to Freedom
Fest.
There you go. So for all of you that are sad, it's because people just quit supporting
it. There's a number of reasons, yeah. But that's a big, big reason.
That's probably the biggest reason.
It's not free for us to put on big, magical shows.
We wish it was.
And so we need financial support so that we can do things like that. But unfortunately, when we, you know, throw out $30,000 on a festival and you make $6,000 back,
too.
You know.
More than that. More than $30,000.
Oh, yeah. So
I think when you're in a band, you really live the support in theory concept.
Oh, of course.
Because you have so many people. All right, check this out.
I liked that band on Facebook. Yeah. I totally support them.
For instance, a band that I was in, we released an album on the internet post-breakup. I was super excited because I thought, all these people that have wanted more music, they are going to
so
just,
many people saying, oh, Waverly broke up.
When are you guys going to come out? We released this album. We had, I don't know, like 10,000 or something Facebook people. And I was like, it's a great deal. If only people would just, you know, like,
buy it.
If we put the word out there enough, they'll buy it and it'll be great. No! We worked our tails off putting the word out, and I think like maybe 500 people bought it. 500 people.
No, I know. That's okay.
You know, we sold over 30,000 of our first record.
Yeah.
500 people! Next thing I know, we're scrambling to sell the van so we don't go in debt. God bless it. We sold it. Thank you, Lord. But that's the thing, people. If you like bands, you can't like them in theory.
Right.
You have to like them and support them.
Right. Same with this radio station. We're a listener-supported station. It's because of your contributions. And what's awesome is we were having a meeting yesterday about our next fundraiser, and the monthly supporters has doubled. And
that's
so
cool.
We do get support from listeners, and it's amazing, and we're stoked, and we're talking about it. We're excited. We're up to about $4,000 a month of support from people who believe in this ministry, who give us money every single month.
That's awesome.
And then we looked at the bills.
The bills.
And it costs almost $50,000 a month to keep Static Radio going in full capacity through translator cities, whether it's with all of our super awesome servers and wonderfulness. We have a web team that keeps all that going because we have an app now. You can stream us on Facebook. You can stream us on the web. There's so many different ways for My Static Radio to get out there to the world.
Yeah.
But it costs money.
And here's the thing. You know what? Here in America, we were talking about it earlier, we literally throw away money.
Right.
We buy $500,000 watches.
I couldn't believe that story.
We have $7.2 million worth of parked cars.
In Washington, D.C., just hanging out.
Just doing nothing. So, here's my thing. If you're going to throw away money, throw it this way.
If you're going to throw away $5 a day on coffee, how about once a week you get one less coffee,
yeah,
and then that $20 a month you just put down at mystaticradio.com.
Yeah. Or better yet, find something that you believe in.
Yeah.
Like somebody that's going out there and that is changing the way people live in other countries. You know, they're digging, they're digging wells. They're bringing in fresh water so people can exist. Give that. And give money to that. And then with your little pittance that's left over, throw it our way.
There you go.
We are a formidable trash can ready to hold all of your throwaway money. So just throw it.
I love it. We got to take a quick break coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Mitch will be joining us.
Woo!
We're going to be talking about signs you realized you were turning into your mother. After hearing her talk today, I am so...
We're also
turning into my mom. Oh.
Whoa, nice stop. We're also going to throw out the question, which fast food chain is the most, by far,
this is unreal to
by
me.
Far the most numerous fast
yeah,
food chain?
Yeah, it may surprise you. Maybe not.
It might not.
We'll talk about that. We'll definitely be giving something away because it's Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday.
So Trivia Thursday coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We got CDs to give away. Keep it locked to Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static Radio.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Oh, it's a party.
When JT come on, you know it's a party.
Oh, yeah, NSYNC reunited.
When JT come on, you know it's a party.
That's not happening yet.
That's not happening yet.
Don't make my heart stop. Yeah, not yet. Oh, my gosh, I hope.
It's tearing up my heart that we don't know yet.
Oh, my gosh. I see what you did there.
All I know is that if they come here, it's going to be me that sees them in concert.
They won't come here.
What?
You don't know that. It's going to be me.
Why would they do that?
I liked it.
Why would they do that?
Unacceptable.
No, they're going to reunite for like one performance, and then what's going to happen is all the other guys are going to be like, Justin, please, Justin, please, please.
Song reference. She said it's going to be me.
I know. No, I got it. They're not coming here. Justin Timberlake is making way too much money by himself to ever need to go backwards.
Dirty pop.
It's biblical. You can look back, you know.
Quit Jesus juking like, everything.
There's like,
I'm gonna punch you.
People would set up like,
I just like
things
NSYNC.
And say, hey, let's remember this day in history, but let's not dwell and focus on this. Let's move forward because God's doing new things.
I got to be honest.
And Justin Timberlake's like, look at all these new things.
Right, Justin Timberlake is killing.
I know.
Yes. And everybody else is like, but can we just please go back to Egypt? Because remember when we were there?
Remember in the early 2000s when people bought music and people were coming out and selling over a million records first week?
Yeah. Not going to happen.
Yeah, no.
Not going to happen anymore.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. And I'm thinking it's just about time.
What's it time for?
We mentioned this earlier.
Let's mention it again.
All right. Are you ready? Is everybody ready? Is everybody ready?
I'm always
is
ready.
Is everybody arms and legs inside the ride?
Yeah.
We good to go?
Yes.
It's Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thirsty.
Oh, my gosh.
Her.
You're... Both of you. Those are terrible accents.
I'm not a leprechaun.
It's Trivia Thursday.
Little known fact.
Yeah.
I am not a leprechaun.
Little known fact, my maiden name was Irish, but I have zero Irish in me.
Little known fact,
zero.
While
I'm
Mitch
not
is
Irish
the
blood.
Same size as a leprechaun, she too is not a leprechaun.
I've
She's a chupacabra.
Stop it.
505-338-3700 up for grabs. A copy of, we got a few CDs in the prize closet to choose from.
Oh, yes. Let's be open.
Will you?
I can't do that. I've got to work on that.
Just think about like a Lucky Charms commercial
I'm
and how
be
the little
trained.
Leprechaun
Next time
talks.
We do Trivia Thursday, I'm going to have the
It's Trivia
best.
Thursday.
Whatever
Trivia
it is.
Trivia Thursday.
You
Trivia Thursday.
Who are you? Are you Italian?
I should be a Mexican.
Trivia Thursday.
No, no.
Hey,
it's me,
Mario.
Say it again. How should I say it?
Hi, it's Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday.
Wow, you just go.
At least it's not. I'm over here going, thinking I'm doing well, but in actuality, I sound like, it's Trivia Thursday. Every time, no matter what.
505-338-3700, the phone number. All you got to do is answer our trivia question. We'll hook you up with a CD from a prize closet. Static!
Hello!
Hi!
Oh, hey.
Hi.
I don't have my mother in me, but I have my father in me.
Oh, man. Mitch is dad.
The show was little.
Yeah.
She got away with everything in her grandfather's house.
I did.
Wow.
Oh,
snap.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. Thanks, Dad. Thank you. I love him.
Love you.
We'll play some Johnny Cash for you.
Yeah, we'll play some Cash. Take it to the bank.
Static.
Hey, what's happening, dudes?
Shane.
Jay.
So what's the question?
Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
If you took all of these created each year, okay, and laid them end to end, they would stretch for almost 200,000 miles. What is it? They make them every year.
What make say it again?
If you took these, all of these.
These.
Just what was created this year. These. They're created every year. If you took these and laid them end to end, they would stretch for almost 200,000 miles.
The deficit. Is that right?
Pencils.
That's not
I'm
going
to say saltwater taffy.
Oh, saltwater taffy. It's wrong, but you're already. That's a good way to kick off this trivia Thursday. It's a good question.
Licorice?
Ooh. No.
Yeah.
Static.
Good morning. I decided to join you in the terrible accent.
Yeah.
That is Italian.
Happy Trivia Thursday.
Happy Trivia Thursday.
It's Italiano. No, that's Italian. That's a terrible accent. But that's...
I tried to do Russian, but I'm terrible, so it's probably like Italian-Russian. Go figure. Anyway, that's a beautiful question.
If you took these, created each year, and laid them end to end, they would stretch for almost 200,000 miles. What
My
is
answer
it?
Is bendy straws.
Bendy straws! That's a really good guess! It's also totally incorrect.
No!
It's a really good guess.
Bendy
I loved
straws!
It.
My answer is bendy straws.
Static.
Candy canes.
Candy canes. Man, you guys are so wrong. But that's a good one.
Are we on the right track?
I can't give you guesses. That's a good guess, buddy.
Hey, man, give me a guess.
There, dear. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going well. Is this your fake accent? It's terrible.
Oh, I actually am part Irish, so it sort of comes naturally to me, you know?
Yay!
We need to record her.
Yes!
And plus, I have a little bit of background in theater.
There's the Trivia Thursday.
You are fantastic.
Right, Trivia Thursday. That was the best one so far. Thank you. If
okay,
nothing
and,
else.
I have a little guest there for the trivia.
Okay.
Is it microchips?
Microchips. See? Look at that. Moving on from candy.
You get seven extra guesses because you're
so wrong.
Oh, well. I'll lose some.
Oh,
have a good one, guys.
You too. Thank you for the greatest
win. I didn't want her to leave.
She should win.
I know.
Because of how great that
I
was.
I know, but that's... I can't. Static.
I would like to make a guess, please.
Oh, my.
Beautiful.
Please, all right, I want to know your answer.
I would like to tell you maybe it would be water bottles.
What?
Water bottles.
Is this Southern? I don't even know what accent this is. This is so terrible, it's incredible. I love every second of it.
Is this your Southern accent?
That's Mom Fernando.
Hey, Mom Fernando!
Back again.
Oh, that was a wonderful, terrible accent. Unfortunately, the guess was incorrect, but thanks for the call.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Trivia Thursday. Answering trivia in your terrible accents. Static.
Okay.
Hello.
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 Hi.
I don't have a terrible accent. Sorry.
That's okay. You can, that
this
was
one sounds
that was
pretty awful.
It's pretty good.
Don't listen to her. She's mean.
Man,
she's mean as a snake in here.
You're a terrible human.
I think I'm gonna guess pizza. I don't know if that's come up yet.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Dude. Man. Finally, somebody got pizza wrong.
Oh,
I know.
I'm
right?
Sorry.
He's mean.
Should I give a hint?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
This is going to be the best worst hint ever. Think about it for a second. It's Trivia Thursday, okay? All right. Think of the accent. Think of what we're doing. Trivia Thursday.
Leprechauns! Oh.
Yes, if you took leprechauns.
Rainbows! We're
created every year.
Rainbows.
Static.
Potatoes.
Yes, it is Trivia Thursday.
Yes, yeah. It surely is.
I would say gum.
Okay, you lost it.
Gum?
Hi, the double mint gum. Is that your answer?
Gum
is that your
or guess? Guns?
Gum or guns?
Guns.
Oh, man. Oh, so close, but not really at all, actually. Static.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing. These accents are so awesome.
Hey, man, what about it? That's the southern thing. It's like they walk up to you and you go, "What about it?" And then you're like,
"I don't know."
Yes,
Mateo, this is the king of Phoenix.
Oh my gosh, Dan, what are you doing? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm doing great. This good. Is my buddy Dan Moore. He is the king of Phoenix.
Wow, my sister lives in Phoenix, so she's one of your royal subjects.
All right, there we go.
That's cool. He is a benevolent king. Do not worry.
Okay, cool.
Good to know.
I'm sorry your state sucks.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Arizona's the worst, man. It's so this guy, hot this and guy, awful. I hate it there.
He's working every day to make it better.
Please do.
I'm proud of
Can
you
make it to
Thank
where
you.
I, when I walk outside, I don't get punched in the face by heat?
Yeah. Well, we always say in Arizona, you try to cool. It's like trying to cool off with a blow dryer.
Yeah, it's the worst. My sister lives there. I've never visited her. It's terrible.
Dan.
Yes.
Do you have an answer for the question?
Trivia Thursday.
I wanted to say, I think it's your armpit hair.
Oh snap.
That's disgusting.
My armpit hair?
That is so wrong on so many levels.
Lift up your arm. Is it bad?
Yeah.
Does armpit hair actually, really grow?
I got
like,
a good
I
bit
feel
of
like
growth
it
here.
Sustains its length. I don't think it really grows every year, does it?
Little known fact, armpit hair, if stretched end to end, would wrap around the sun four times.
Oh my gosh.
I've seen it. I've seen it happen. I've seen it.
Dan, it's good to meet you.
You too.
All right, man. Have a Thanks. Great day.
Bye, buddy.
505-338-3700.
Don't spot out facts like that.
We got to give away this CD. Static.
Is it Shamrock Shakes?
Shamrock Shakes! Oh, you are so wrong!
No.
Sorry,
Thank
but that was a you know what
you
the
thought
fun-
he was right.
Okay, can I? I'm going to say, it's almost show's almost over. Here's another little guess.
Okay,
it's just a. I mean, it's so that was the closest of the guessing.
No way.
It was
that was close.
It's wrong, but it's Trivia Thursday. So think about it. Think about
Beer.
It.
Beer.
Nothing more Irish than this.
Beer.
Static.
Steve-O.
Is this Darth Vader?
Bagpipes.
Isn't that Scottish?
Darth Vader, this...
Isn't that Scottish?
I'm sorry, Darth Vader. Darth Vader's gotten, like, less scary in his old age.
Yeah, you need to switch cell phone providers. You got terrible signal.
Bagpipes is not correct. I'm sorry. Static!
Yeah.
Yes.
My guess is those party streamer things that you blow out.
Because there's nothing more Irish
than party.
She probably didn't hear that clue.
I love that one. That's not it. That's
Thank
not
you.
It. Phone lines are jammed. Static.
Is it boxes of Lucky Charms?
Boxes of Lucky Charms! Oh, no!
Great guess.
But that's a great guess.
That cereal's not so popular anymore.
Is it that candy? Is
People
it candy?
People are going to be so mad at me because my guess was, or my hint was almost an unhint. Because
really?
It's comical in nature, yes.
There, oh, my gosh.
I don't know that people are going to get that based upon the
Answer
Irish
the call.
However, Shamrock Shakes, I'm just static.
Yeah, is it corned beef and cabbage?
Corned beef and cabbage! No, it's not corned beef
is
and cabbage.
Is it anything Irish? Did you throw us off?
It sounds Irish.
Oh,
static. My gosh! Maybe
or is
it starts
it Scottish?
With a, does it start with an O?
Static.
Do you know the difference?
Yeah, one was in Braveheart,
and
the other
gosh.
One is on my cereal box. Static!
You're on the air.
Shamrock!
That is the same person.
But it's not... Shane, I love you. It's wrong. That's wrong. Static!
Good morning, fellas.
Almost. Not quite. Swing and a miss. All right. What's your guess?
I'm going to go with the Old Time Pub.
The Old Time Pub. If you took Old Time Pubs that are built every year and laid them out end to end, Old Time Pubs would stretch for almost 200,000 miles. That is absolutely the worst. No, that is wrong. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so
what
okay.
The heck
here's
are
the
you
deal.
Talking?
Here's the deal. Are we ready?
Yes.
Five more calls. The phone lines are jammed and we're out of show
okay,
just
okay,
about.
Okay. Right.
Five more calls.
Okay, I'm ready.
I want to give away a CD. Static.
Haggis.
Haggis. Haggis.
Haggis.
Four more calls.
These references are going deep.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to get in on Trivia Thursday. We have four more guesses. Static.
Is it the Big Mac?
The Big Mac. I see what you did there. I'm pretty sure that's incorrect. Although, hilarious and close.
Mac.
Three more guesses. Static.
Yeah, Guinness glasses.
Guinness glass, like pint glasses?
Yeah, to drink beer.
Guinness pint glasses. Oh!
Two more guesses.
Two more guesses. Static.
Hi, yes, I have a guess.
Okay.
Would it be Kilt?
Would it be what? You got to turn your radio down. I can't understand anything going on because I'm hearing myself.
Wait, what?
Would it be Kilt?
Kilt! Oh, man!
Dang it, what is it?
All right, final guesser. No pressure. If you don't get this, nobody wins a CD today.
What?
Static.
Oh, God. That's terrible. Okay, is it Kilt?
Somebody just said Kilt, so I'm going to give you a second guess.
You
get a
redo. You get
a redo. Just said redo. Redo.
I don't have anything.
It's Scottish or
Scottish
Irish.
Scottish or what?
And they're small, and they're made every year.
Bow and arrows.
And it's not Shamrock Shakes. And it's not the Big Mac. Final guess.
Isn't it food?
Final guess. What you got?
I have nothing. I have no idea.
You can do this. I believe in you.
Shepherd's pie.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think Scottish or Irish?
Just say anything.
Yes. Final guess.
I'm lost.
To say,
sorry, guys.
Oh, come on.
No,
anything.
No, say one
anything.
Thing.
First thing that comes to your mind. Ready? Go.
Scottish? I don't know. The first thing that comes to my mind is P.S. I Love You with.
Well, okay.
Movies.
Thank you for Ladies.
Calling. Movies.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. What is it? Okay, you know what? I'll carry it. Nope. Don't even say it. Because I feel like this needs. I don't even want. Ah!
Trivia Thursday. Apparently,
Thursday.
Nobody got this. Is if it? You took all of these, created each year,
what is it?
And laid them end to end, they would stretch for almost 200,000
oh
miles.
My gosh!
Let me see it.
Ah!
And okay, let's be honest,
I get it.
Nothing more Irish Scottish.
Hey, listen,
than McDonald's chicken McNuggets.
You
threw everybody off. You should have said Shamrock Shake is the clue.
That's what it was. I said Shamrock
no.
Shake.
You said it's Scottish.
Somebody
it's Irish.
Said Shamrock Shake.
No. No.
Somebody else said Big Mac.
I know.
And I said like Shamrock Shake, like Big Mac. They're small.
You should have said.
I'm trying to help you.
It's American. It's not Scottish or Irish.
Whatever. McDonald's chicken McNuggets.
Okay, thankfully.
Where was McDonald's?
I know Scottish and Irish heritage, obviously. Hi, it's McDonald's chicken McNuggets.
You're right. I forgot.
I'm just
Ronald
saying.
McDonald was totally Irish.
He was. That's why he's red. He's ginger. He's a ginger. He's
not
red.
Even at all.
Oh, man.
He was a clown.
I don't know. I don't eat fast food. It's not Irish or Scottish.
You are never allowed to do trivia ever again. Trivia Thursday is now up to Matt.
I thought Ronald McDonald was a descendant of Eric the Red.
No.
I don't know.
What have we learned today, Steve?
Oh, man. I have learned that I know nothing about heritage in Ireland or Scotland.
Clearly.
I learned that people, except for one person in this world, is really bad at Irish accents.
I have learned that many people turn into their parents.
They do!
Whether or not they like it.
And I've learned that in order for marriages to be successful, you have to keep Christ at the center, and you've got to adhere to God's word.
And you've got to call in.
And you got to call in.
And tell us your full story.
And if you love something, support it.
And Chicago is a great band.
Absolutely, and can cure all boring conversations. If you miss any part of Team Awesome Morning Party, mystaticradio.com/mornings, we do podcast it.
Oh, you know what else I learned?
Huh?
If you love something, support it!
Yes!
We can't reiterate that enough.
I know.
Truth.
I know.
For more information, go to mystaticradio.com.
I'm just saying. Well, Meeshers, you have a whole 4 hours left.
I do.
What can people expect on Middays with Mitch today?
News from Mexico.
What?
Yes.
Breaking news from Mexico.
Rodent fur is in a specific food, and you want to know immediately.
Okay. Well, I'm thoroughly grossed out.
Yeah. Let's see. Also, fun things that are left behind by hotel guests.
Ooh. Okay. Cool. Right on.
Some other stuff like that.
You can join that conversation, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That's it for us.
Truth. Yeah.
We are out. Team Awesome Morning Party signing off another day.
Don't touch that dial.
Middays with Mitch.
Coming up next.
That's me.
Static Radio.
Goodbye.